Mufti Sahib, 27 people from Swaziland, Eswatini, 10 brothers, 17 sisters are waiting to take the Shahada affidavit. Then this is from Brother Ibrahim Anderson.
MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, Ibrahim Anderson, our roving ambassador, there in Eswatini or whatever you call me, I don't know that word, and so we use the old name. So yes, I'm reading from my phone. Salaamu Alaikum Mufti Sahib and all listeners. Kindly help us with the Shahada of 27 people from Baban in Swaziland, Eswatini, something like that. 10 brothers, 17 sisters, affidavit done. We are patiently waiting for you. Jazakallahu khairan, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. What a wonderful feeling. Remember chapter 8. Verse number 38, for you, the 27 people, 10 brothers, 17 sisters, Allah Jalla Wala is addressing you. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. They tell the non-Muslims who abstain and refrain, they left their kufr, shirk, blasphemy, idol worship, whatever. They entered into Islam, so their sins of the past are forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38, هِي حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Khalid bin Walid, Amr bin As radiallahu anhuma, for Khalid and for Amr radiallahu anhuma. And what? In the 8th year of the Hijrah, the month is Safar, everything you can pinpoint. And yet, yo Khalid, don't you know? Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. He was feeling bad, what I did in Uhud, what I did in Hudaybiyah, and so forth and so on. But Islam comes and expunges and erases the vices and the sins of the past. Open Mishkat Sharif. Go open the books on the lexicons on Asma'ul Rijal. This is a neglected science today in our Darul Ulooms and Madrasa. You'll hardly find they teach these things here, you must remember. We should have people who learn this. Ali ibn al-Madini, the Ustad of Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, used to say, Ilmu Rijal, Ilmu Nisfil Hadith. To know the Rijal, the reporters, and so forth, is to know that is half the science of Hadith, remember. But today, by and large, 5, 10, 15% might be learning, but 70, 80% not interested in it. So we must learn these things here. So on that occasion, the Master alayhi salam said, Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. You, the person, Ibrahim Anderson, that you were responsible, you made effort, you made sacrifice, you went there to Swaziland, Baban, and so forth. So remember that for you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, in the battle of Khaybar, in the month of Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, before the battle ensued and started, Ya Ali, and Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La ayyahadiyallahu bika rajulan wahida. You made effort and one person embraced Islam, then is khairul laka min humrin na'am, is better for you than the red, red camels, the red Bentleys, and the Jaguars, and the Rolls Royce, and Porsche, and Ferrari, and all these things there. So imagine what great reward for you, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. Come my 10 brothers, 17 sisters, we thank, remember the Capital Group. See, they sponsor all these programs. All this for them is Sadaqah Jariyah. Allah reward the parents, the marhumin, and all the family members. And then, remember you, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, we got two special people there. They in Swaziland, in Baban. One is Mona Umar, and his father, Shabir Bhai. Try and contact them, inshallah. They can organize books and literature for all these people, mashallah, so they can learn more about Islam. Come you, my 10 brothers, 17 sisters, read after me. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu wa rasuluh, abduhu wa rasuluh. MashaAllah, you 27, 10 brothers, 17 sisters, you are Muslim now, but you must understand the meaning and translation. So I will mention it twice and then you keep on repeating after me. I bear witness that truly, there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship Accept Almighty Allah as Almighty Allah. Accept Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, of Almighty Allah. So now you are Muslim, you got your affidavits done, your Muslim names, everything, inshallah. So now you must start learning about Islam, then practicing Islam and propagating Islam. MashaAllah, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, in the ending of the program, we will make dua for you, make dua for them also, inshallah. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman, wa amitna lal iman, wa shurna yawm. يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. Ya Allah, let us pass away with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, tomorrow on the Day of Justice, let us be under لواء النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, the flag and the banner of the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام. So inshallah, that will be, my brother Tobela will prepare the podcast, four parts for the Q&A and another podcast for how these brothers and sisters embrace Islam from Swaziland. Jazakallahu khairan.